The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
If there's one thing Fauquier County Registrar Alex Abels is sure about, it's that he's registered to vote. So he was surprised by a letter that showed up in his mailbox recently, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a story by Leland Schwartz, a reporter for the Fauquier Times, about a letters that have been popping up around the state, basically suggesting they're not registered to vote, and it's prompting a lot of calls from people who do get these letters who actually are registered to vote to call their local registrar to confirm they are in fact registered. The twist here in Fauquier County is that the same letter was received by Alex Abels, who happens to be the local voter registrar for more than a decade. He told the paper he was pretty sure he was registered to vote and that this group, it's called America's Future Inc., had got it wrong. This group is sending out targeting mail to what looks like to be an outdated list of people that, some people who are dead, some people that are pets, basically urging them to vote. If the Americans, regular Americans like you don't vote, then the politicians and bureaucrats are going to keep damaging our country.
Another thing they got wrong was the return address on the envelope, the State Board of Elections, which had nothing to do with any of this. David, who is behind it all?
This group is headed up by a guy, a retired general, John Singlob. He's now 95 years old. He was cashiered by President Carter back in the 70s for questioning Carter's policies publicly. And since then, he's been heading up various anti-communist groups and was also implicated in the Iran-Contra affair.
As you say, David, quite a few of these have gone out. What should people do if they get one?
If you do get one of these letters, the article suggests you can log online to double-check your registration. And if you happen to live in Fauquier County, Alex Abels says just call his office. He'll be glad to help you out.
I am happy to be here today to speak in favor of my friend Ben Fitzgerald and his efforts.
That's a resident of Suffolk doing a video endorsement for city council candidate Ben Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald has quite a few of these on his Facebook page, but lately he's taken down a couple. David, what was wrong with them?
This story is by Victoria Bourne, a reporter for the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. As you said, Ben Fitzgerald wanted to get these videos up, and it turns out that even though the people in the testimonials say they live in the area, they're actually people that he hired through an online service to kind of make what he calls reenactments of testimonials that local voters not necessarily want to be shown on TV. So he hired some folks to play the people he says are telling him things he's hearing when he goes door to door.
Fitzgerald says he was told that this sort of thing is very common in state and national elections. Whether or not that is so, apparently it is very uncommon in Suffolk, uncommon enough that it created quite a stir. And David, he chalks it all up to youthful inexperience.
He told the newspaper, I'm a 35-year-old kid.
But Mr. Fitzgerald says lately he's learned more about how the electoral process works. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.